Jacinda Ardern with us today. Jacinda, tēnā
koe. Morena.
Morena. Well, it's still a tough time out there, and you know, just talking with Tamihere, he says it's real tough out on the streets of the West. We can see it here in the south side as well. Jacinda, what's the percentage of vaccinated Māori that we need to have before we can adopt the traffic light system?
Well, we, as we've said, we're looking to share a bit more public detail later this week on that. But what I would say, Dale, is that I want everyone who can be vaccinated. You know, and I think this is something, actually, every time someone uses the word target, Dr. Bloomfield says milestone, because this idea that we're going to somehow at some point stop and say, well, that's enough, we're not interested in trying to vaccinate any more people, will never be the case. For me, that's how we ensure people are safe. And so even those who are hesitant or who've said no, you know, I think we just need to keep trying. And that's exactly what's happening on the ground now.
Are you considering mandatory vaccinations at all for benefit receipt, for instance? Because some are living up in the hinterland, up in the hills, not engaging. They're not listening. They're not joining the push forward. And as we know, many of those who are now in hospital with COVID are the unvaccinated. So what strategies do you think are at your disposal to perhaps even force them, as is the case with the teachers and health workers, to be vaccinated?
Well, you raise a good point, actually. You're right. You know, of all the people that we've had hospitalised, and there have been many in this outbreak, only three have been vaccinated. So that just shows what a difference it makes. So this is about people's safety. You know, for us, we have not considered at any point attaching mandates to those who receive benefits. What we have done is said where someone is at risk and poses a risk to others, you know, that's where we think it is only right that we say on behalf of others we'll work to keep requiring those people to be vaccinated. So health workers, teachers, those are areas where our border workers, those are areas where we've mandated. At the same time, though, employers are perfectly within their rights to go through and see whether or not, after their health and safety assessment, if they consider their workplace to be a place where reasonably they should expect someone to be vaccinated. And you already know we're looking at vaccine certificates and their use, and so that will mean people won't be able to access certain activities without being vaccinated. So those are all things that I think will make a difference. Now, I have been up into more rural parts of Aotearoa. You would have seen I've been in, you know, areas like up in Ruatoria and Murupara. You know, those in some cases were the centres for people to come in and be vaccinated from more isolated areas. And people were, but when they were, it was because someone in their whānau had sat down and had a conversation with them about why it was important. And so that's why I need everyone's help. We can't always reach into those areas, but whānau can. So that's why we're asking everyone to be involved.
I spoke with Tina Ngata, who put up a give a little site for a vax van out and right on the coast, small rural areas like in Porou. And they succeeded. 110 clicks, I think they got, Jacinda. But I guess they shouldn't have needed to do this. DHBs maybe could have looked at their roadmap to Māori communities or worked more closely with those Māori communities. What do you read into them taking matters into their own hands?
Yeah, I was quite, it took me a little to understand what had happened there, because of course I'd only the week before been up in, a week or two before been up in on the East Coast, as I say, in Ruatoria, and there they had a mobile clinic there. They had one that TPK had provided, and to I believe it was Ngāti Porou Hauora who were doing that work up there. They have also two horse boats that they've been using, and obviously in Tairawhiti they have a bus as well. So what we asked, when I saw that give a little page, I got straight onto it and said, no one should be having to fundraise. We have the resource. It's just about making sure that when communities are saying we want to do it this way, that we're there to support them. So we got straight onto it. Ngāti Porou Hauora had been involved, and I understand that they'll be saying a little bit more about what they've managed to conclude off the back of that, but you'll be seeing a lot more mobile clinics around the East Coast, and that's as it should be.
Obviously, COVID has been front and centre and well in the spotlight, understandably, as well, but there are many concerned about the impact it's having on mammograms, on cancer detection and the like. Some things have been put on the back burner or sit in the back seat. What can you say to reassure us that soon we'll be able to get back into the groove and focus on other health matters beyond COVID?
You're absolutely right, and the DHBs are working on that now, because one of the things about the level three settings is that they do reduce down some health treatments, more in the screening space. So, you know, you do still have cancer treatments and so on, and surgeries and cardiovascular surgeries and so on happening. But it's the screening that we need to get back underway. You're right. And just a couple of days ago, DHBs were having that conversation about how they would safely restart those services. So that work's underway.
Just finally, I mean, we saw on Saturday a push. There was some humour associated with the way it rolled out, and it seemed to have some connectivity. We know that our Māori people are slightly behind the pack as far as numbers are concerned. And, of course, we've got a youthful population. They're not at school where they might have been easier to collectively connect with. What would you say of where we're at with the Māori vaccination rates and some of the difficulties that we are facing at the back end here to get those who are still sitting on the fence? Do you feel that we're heading in the right direction and we'll get there?
I do, you know, and this is where I think you're right, Dal. It's wrong to just say that, you know, our rates or Māori rates of vaccine haven't been high, because actually for some age groups have been really high. Our 50-plus numbers are really good and continue to improve. Our 65-plus are amazing. It is that younger group, and there'll be lots of reasons for that. And, you know, in part from the conversations I've had with some that are in that group, you know, outside of Auckland, COVID doesn't really feel like it's on their doorstep. They probably feel a bit more invincible. And if we're honest, they've been the subject of a lot more misinformation online. So it is about having those conversations with our rangatahi and giving them the reasons why it's so important. But I do think we'll get there. I genuinely do, because actually you can see what is possible with rates that we already have in those different age groups.